Okay, we're continuing the Bovavi, page Kuf Lamed Vav. Right in the middle of the page, we're on the topic of prayer. And the tzaddik is telling us how we have to grow in prayer step by step, removing from being at a distance from God and coming closer to God, like the analogy of the friend who's across the street where you yell. But as you get closer, you can speak quieter. Eventually, we move through the davening till Shmone Esrei, where we begin the Shmone Esrei very quietly because we feel that Hashem is extremely close to us. So again, we're on Kuf Lamed Vav, three paragraphs from the bottom. Adam Haraitza Likpaitz Miad Latvil Shmone Esrei. A person wants to jump immediately into Shmone Esrei. Be'etzem Hu Chayfetz B'Kfitza Saderech. Essentially, it's a concept of kvitza saderech, trying to jump through the path, shorten the path with your jumping, contracting the distance in an overly rapid pace. Ukeshem shebagashmius yorimanu shalaneis miyuchad zeh shal kvitza saderech zechim rak yichidei skula. Now, the truth of the matter is, there is this concept of kvitza saderech, which applied to tzaddikim, Baal Shem Tov and others, who could travel great distances in a very brief period of time. And that was purely miraculous by nature. So just like we know in the physical world, that for such a unique miracle, only great, pious people merit that. So similarly, Gamba Ruchaniyo, similarly in spirituality, Alein L'das, we need to know, Shebederech Klal Ein Kvitzas Haderech. In general, there isn't this contracted path. So, we have to realize that this is not the way to go. You cannot just jump into a Shmone Esrei. L'chein, therefore, b'oiflen kloli, in a general way, tzarech adam tamid litzoid b'derech shel hadraga. A person should always go forward step by step. Meaning to say, b'tchila hu medaber im ha-rebani shel mitoich hargoshas richuk misuyemes. In the beginning, a person speaks to Hashem from a feeling of a certain amount of distance. And then afterwards he begins to feel closer and closer. Until he reaches the inner point, which is to be close to Hashem. That's the way we have to look at it. And we can't get shortcuts to this activity. Certainly for every rule there are exceptions to the rule. There are certain days where the feeling of the distance is extremely far. And there are certain days where we feel a lot closer. A person's involved in a great crisis. He could feel a lot closer to Hashem. You don't have to get motivated for your feelings close to Hashem. But those are the exceptions to rule. Even klali, a matzav apashiru sh'adam miskade mishalav l'shalav. But in general, the simple, normal situation is that a person advances step by step. Humaskol manakuda ha'tachtona shel nefesh. He begins from the lowest part of the soul. Manakuda achi rechoka mibari olam shabo. In the point that's the furthest away from Hashem. V'umamik benafsh. Then goes deeper into the soul. Od shalav, od shalav. One detail more, another detail more. And that's, as Lutzado mentioned in the Derech Hashem, you start with the most external part of the soul, which is the nefesh. Even before that, you begin with the nefesh bahamis, you begin with the animalistic soul, but then we don't deal with the lowest level of soul. That's how it impacts our bodies. They move up to the ruach, then we move up to neshama, till you get to the highest levels of Chaya and Yechida. So there's deeper and deeper and deeper levels we go to, and that's the only pathway it works. Until you reach Ad Shumagil and Akudas Aleva Pnimi Shechaya Umargishas Bari Olam Boifimbor. Until you reach the most deep level where you live and sense and feel the Rabbani Shalom in a very clear way. That's what he said last time. So that's why, you know, when you're going through Pesukei Dezimra and things like that, you know, just don't take King David's word for it. You know, you should be thinking of all the great things Hashem does for you in great detail, so that you begin to realize that Hashem is extremely kind God and is very, very good to you and one you want to be very close to. So by the time you get to Shmona Esrei, you will feel that closeness when you speak to Him. Right? So be'emes, lo tamid zeicha adam lagil in akuda pnimizu. The truth is, a person doesn't always merit to get to this inner point. Lepamim yeshnam hafroz chitzonias varam nisha yosim beruvadim hachitzonim shalom nefesh. There are certain times where there's external disturbances and a person remains in the outer layers of his soul. Aval b'shah shah ha'adam zoyeh lekach, but when a person does merit, when he does merit, it is a entering one level, another level, from one palace to another palace in the inner soul of the person, until he reaches, as it were, the throne of the king, the throne of Hashem's glory, where Hashem sits, where he dwells on high, that's Hashem himself. Okay. So now, he gets into another issue that could be disturbing people. Okay. No, nothing terrible. Amnam, truly, Yeshli Zerma Od, you have to be extremely careful. Shahai Hiskadmus, that this advancement, Ha'alicha Mechayel El-Choyel, that it goes from strength to strength, Tia mitoch rogeya. It has to come from a sense of calmness. V'machmas dachaf penimi. Not from a sense of urgency. Not from machmas ezo lachatz. From a certain degree of pressure. Kasher kiem dachaf penimi lirtzos l'daber m'rvayin shalom. When there is an inner pressure, an inner urgency, to want to speak to Hashem, hadachav atzmo hu nekudas lachatz. That urgency itself is a pressure point. Vas kemuven en shichrur. And then we know if you're feeling pressured, there is no freedom. And here's the irony: yesh tam anoshim shem lachutzim lios reguyim. There are people who feel nervous and feel pressured to feel calm. There is a, you're getting all frustrated and anxious. There's anxiety over the looking forward to the calmness, which is really a contradiction in and of itself. Right? That's what he's saying. Anashim ke'elu, people like this, haratzna p'nimi shalahem hu achen lios rukuyim, the deeper desire is to be calm. But since that desire for that soulful calm comes from a pressure, so they are preventing from themselves the desire of their goal. Comes out etzam halachatz, the essence of the anxiety. It becomes the main reason that keeps them away from the point of rest and calm. You know, examples of this that make this idea a little bit clearer. You know, people have a 2-day vacation. So they're all stressed not to waste any time on the vacation. Gotta hurry up and go here and there and there and everywhere else, because we only have 2 days to do it. And the idea of the vacation is supposed to be relaxing. And they don't know how to relax on their own vacations. Right? Or they're nervous during the vacation not to be nervous. Or let's say when a person, Shabbos afternoon or whatever, you're tired, but you only have 45 minutes to nap. So you better fall asleep right away. So you get anxious. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to fall asleep. It's going to be terrible. And the whole 45 minutes, you can't fall asleep. You know, that's the idea over here. You want your tefillah, when you're close to Hashem, should be a very relaxed state. Very relaxed. Quiet. You're with your best friend. It should be a very happy, relaxed time. But you're so far away from that position, so I gotta rush. I gotta get to that relaxed state as fast as possible. Which, that in and of itself doesn't allow that to happen. You know, even when you're raising your voice, you realize it's gonna take time. It's gonna take time. And be a long time till I'll get to that relaxed state. But that itself will enable it to go quicker than a person who's trying to rush things. It's always in so many areas, it's so important not to go so fast. Except when you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, when you've decided and it's time to do the mitzvah, you know, to do someone a favor, then you rush and do the favor. But in other areas, you know, just let the things that must take time, allow them to take time. Right? Even when the Jews were redeemed from Egypt, there was a process of the Geula. It was a process. It did not happen so quickly. Right? There's the four Lashonis of Geula, the four expressions of redemption. There would first have to be, you know, the terrible work has got to stop. That's the first step that's going to happen. Then the second step where they, as each step manifests itself, you know, going out of Egypt and this and that, every little step till they finally reached getting the Torah Mitzrayim. That'd be a process that could not be sped up more than it was, as it were. And that's this interesting idea. He says that people like this are not free. It's a tremendous idea, he's saying, the idea of freedom. Freedom from anxiety. A free person has no anxiety. There's no anxiety. You know, and, you know, we could discuss for years where anxiety comes from, where people get this angst. You're just feeling pressured. You're feeling not relaxed, you know. But again, the deepest idea, all galus. Galus is a galus that a person is distant from Hashem. He's distant from himself. Right? Geula means that you're very close to yourself. You're close to Hashem. You know, anxiety comes from being in a state of galus. That's the real, if you want to get to the cut to the chase, where's anxiety coming from? You're not comfortable. Right? You're not comfortable. You're not comfortable in your own skin. Right? Why? Because you're distant from your own skin. That's how he's tying in, and this looks unbelievable, he's tying in anxiety to freedom. But the way Jewish freedom is understood, not freedom to do what you please, to be crazy. But this idea of being close to Hashem is what removes the anxiety. If you really feel close to Hashem, how could you be anxious? How could you be anxious? What are you nervous about? What are you worried about? What are you worried about? People are anxious. It's, you know, what's going to be? Am I going to pass the test? Am I not going to pass the test? You get all this, you know, pre-test anxiety. Taking an important test. If I don't pass, I won't get this, I won't get that, I won't become a doctor, I won't be that woman. So, no, if you're with the Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Shalom is taking care of every step of the way. You feel the same every step of the way. You know, I get a lot of these shows, people say, can you study for exams on Shabbos? So I say, you can't. That's all there is to it. You can't study for exams on Shabbos. But it's really important. This is like a major exam, and if I fail, I have to retake the course, and that'll might, you know, you're making a big mistake from the get-go. You know, you daven to Hashem, and you say, Hashem, I'm trying my best. Please help me that the test works out well. This whole idea, you know, people they freeze during tests. It's the whole psychology of this. People freeze during tests. They know the information. They just can't. So they give you all these exercises, what to do, get a good night's sleep, blah, blah, blah. If you'd be close to Hashem, you wouldn't freeze up during a test. He said, Hashem, I know you can give me the answers. You could put the answers in my mind. You can help me remember what I studied. And at the end of the day, I know if I pass or I fail, this is the best thing for me. And I'm not going to be anxious about this. One of the steps I do to do your ratzon. I'm taking a test because I'm taking a course so I can make a parnasa. That's a mitzvah that you gave me to do. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's the end of the anxiety. If you're really close to Hashem, you won't feel any anxiety. To the degree that you feel anxiety, to that degree, you are a slave. You're a slave to the anxiety that's a result of not feeling close to Hashem, not feeling close to yourself. So even when you're trying to daven, which the whole point of davening is to get close to Hashem, if you're going to have anxiety of trying to get close to Hashem, you'll never get close to Hashem. Because the anxiety itself is the proof that you're not feeling close to Hashem. It's like in our male analogy. The guy wants to seize the guy across the street, calling out to him, but there's a non-removable barrier that's between him and the other guy on the other side across the street. He's never going to get there. He's never going to get there. That's what you've created. You created a barrier within the ability to want to get close. It's not going to happen. So you have to take it easy. Right? This, the same issue with Baal Tshuva's, you know, moving along too fast. Or FFPs taking chumras on too quickly. You know, they're anxious to be religious. They're anxious to be frum. You know, that's dangerous. It's very dangerous. You know, all this anxiety. I'm not doing the right thing. And I'm probably doing it wrong. Just relax. There's so much to learn. This is fine. Slow and steady wins the race. You know, people jump miles, they jump into art scrolls, and they jump into these things. That's not the way you're supposed to learn Torah. But I need to know it right away what it means. No, you don't need to know what it means. You got to know the steps. You got to develop skills. And skills take a long time to develop. You know, you got to be willing to take it easy. Just take it easy. Take it slow. Don't get anxious so you don't know it all. And what's the worst that's going to happen? What's the worst that's going to happen? What's the worst? You're going to be from a year later? You're going to know the halachas a year later? You'll know them a year later. But every time I'm not knowing, I'm going to be doing averus. Who had you be born not from? You or Hashem? Right? Who decided what home you were born into? It was Hashem. So it's His fault. Remember nowhere to put the blame. Always remember nowhere to put the blame. Hashem put you in a not from home. So how does He expect you to now, at the age of whatever, to be able to be a complete Shomer Torah Mitzvahs in 6 weeks? It can't be. It doesn't mean to give you an excuse for being lazy. It's never an excuse to be lazy. But listen, I can put in 2-3 hours a day, whatever, and that's what I put in. No, but if I, you know, I'll do drastic measures. You know, I'll do drastic measures. I'll only sleep 2 hours a day. So I'll learn 8 hours a day. And that'll do you well. But every time, as long as you're learning, you're half asleep. You're not getting the message in properly. It's not helping. You know, I'll quit my job and go to Eretz Yisrael for 3 years to be a tzaddik. It doesn't make sense either. That's drastic. It's drastic methods. It's trying to jump quicker. All you have to do is don't waste time. It's a simple thing. Don't waste time. Daven to Hashem and say, Hashem, help me in these areas. But you'll be surprised how much time the most sincere person wastes. Just don't waste any time. Don't get involved in Narishkeiten. And usually a lot of Narishkeiten are ways to learn faster. If you're spending so much time trying to talk about how to learn faster, you don't do any learning. Just open up the book and every day plug away. And you'll see. Hashem will take care of it. Hashem will take care of it. And that's because if everything's under a shadow of anxiety, then the Torah you're learning isn't Torah. You know, Torah is Hashem temima mishivas nefesh. Right? King David said the Torah that we learn is pure. It revives the soul. It calms the soul. When you're learning Torah, you know, you could be excited when you're learning Torah, but you should be relaxing. It should be something that soothes. It's a tonic to the soul. So if the Torah you're learning is with anxiety, then that's not God's Torah. It's not the Torah He gave us. Right? It's with all your hang-ups that you still have. So just take it easy. Again, I'm not telling you to have a lackadaisical attitude. So I didn't learn today. It won't be so bad. No, every day you put up a goal. Today I've got 3 hours to learn. What am I going to learn today? And work on the basics. As they say in sports, you work on the fundamentals. You know, you work on execution. Just learn slowly, 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 and it will come. And it will come 5 years from now. You reach that goal, you'll get it in 5 years. But when you'll get it, you'll get it. And you'll be have that closeness, right? But these strong, sudden educations that we try to give ourselves runs a great risk of shattering and failing. Because can you imagine a person who's stressing themselves out for 3-4 years to be this big scholar? All they felt was stress. And that Torah, and then they're going to wonder why, after a while, they burn out and throw it all away. They burn out and throw it all away. That's the biggest concern. When anybody says, oh, I'm going to learn this and this and that and everything, I say to myself, forget it, they ain't going to go nowhere. And it's rare, and I'm rarely wrong on that. The person says, okay, you know, we'll do what we can today, we'll do what we can tomorrow, take it slow, 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 slow. Because first of all, you know, just the learning, just psychologically, if you're relaxed, the information comes in solid. You're totally focused on the information. If it's all dachuf, impressed, and nervous, and this, all that's impacting on how much is getting in, and it's not getting in. It's not a pleasant Torah. It's not a pleasurable Torah, and the feelings you have to, it will not be pleasant. That doesn't mean to say, you know, there is an idea of being consistent, but you know, you just every day, like a drop of water, it'll get there. But people who are, what's the word? They're driven, right? Those driven types, you know, there's a fine line, but you have to realize it's got to be in a way that you're not feeling anxiety from it. If you're feeling anxiety, it's not going to work. Very important that you say it. Fine. So now. So when a person knows that advancement works step after step, right? And you can't pressure yourself to enter into the inner point that quickly. So when a person realizes that, so he's working in a structured, relaxed fashion. Then you can slowly, slowly enter in deeper. Until you reach the inner point of speaking to Hashem. Someone who can't admit to these words. He thinks he's got to go right in, jump right in. To speak right away to Hashem. And if he can't succeed in jumping in right away, he feels pressure. And in such a way, he will certainly not advance. As he will explain more, as we'll see how, what the process is necessary. You're just skipping essential steps that aren't allowing it to happen, which he will explain in the next couple pages. There are certain steps that must come into place. That must come into place. If they don't come into place, it's not going to happen. It's in anything. You want to learn Gemara. Right? So you take out the art scroll, you just start buzzing through with the English there. You know, you're never going to learn Gemara. You got to do the slow process of learning what words mean, learning the Hebrew, reading. First of all, what are you learning Gemara if you don't know how to read Hebrew yet? Don't know how to read Hebrew. You're already tackling Aramaic. You're doing the English translation. That's not how Gemara is learned. Well, I have to know Gemara because that's what the real frum people are learning. I'm going to be learning Daf Yomi next week. You know, it's, I don't know. How about if you learn Aleph Beis? And you really know it. And you can really read. Okay, after Aleph Beis, you know what the letters mean. You know what the words mean. At this rate, I'm not going to start Gemara for another 10 years. That's right. But be relaxed about it. Okay, do you even know what the Chumash means? Well, I've read the little Medrash says. So I already finished Chumash. I'm not saying you can't learn the Medrash says. Okay, I'm not saying you can't learn the Medrash. But this idea, I have so much to learn. So who says you have to be a scholar tomorrow? Right? You know, Mirza Hashem, God will give you. God will give every Baal Tshuva at least 20, 30 years to live. After they become from, at least, if not much more. You could be a scholar in 20, 30 years. Remember, you just got to get into Olam Haba that way. Right? And just keep trying. Just keep trying. Don't relax from that. Just keep every day. You'll be fine. But slowly, 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 everybody's got these big visions. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. I'm going to this. And they're lacking such core principles of Ivdus Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with joy. So he says, yes, I don't know this. I got to finish this. I got to. Again, there's nothing wrong with giving yourself certain timelines. Okay, within a year's time, I'd like to know how to read Hebrew very well. That's a reasonable goal, not a pressured goal. And this is what I'm going to try to do every day, to read Hebrew better. And next year's goal is going to be this, but it's a reasonable goal, not a crazy goal. And every year you make nice, reasonable goals that aren't pressured, and you finish. And you get to the point you want to get to. That's what he's trying to tell us. Otherwise, there's going to be incredible gaps within that structure that you're trying to build that will fall apart. It will literally fall apart. You ever fall?
Is pressure the problem, the anxiety, or is it the speed? In other words, if one could be, if one was capable of moving quickly, or if one was moving quickly because of tremendous hunger for the knowledge and that wasn't accompanied by anxiety about how much you didn't know, would speed be okay?
Again, speed needs review. You know, again, there are some people who are more intelligent than others. There are people who are sharper than others. Okay, they have more time than others. Okay, but it still has to be a relaxed speed. And it means you got a chazer, you got a review. And it's just not getting through to people. Oh, I'm a Baal Tshuva, I don't have time to review. I got it. But if you don't review, Gemara says if you don't review, it's like someone who plants and doesn't sow. So you're effectively wasting your time. They don't get it. You got to review. You got to review. You got to review. You still can't read that well, as good as you think you can read, right? Still can't read. 95% of the people who daven in this minyan can't daven properly, but they've moved on to other territories because davening is already, that's right, the bottom. That's only the dumbest people are still working on davening. They still can't read properly, right? So you got to review. You got to review. You got to review. It's you know, trying to get the guys to review the Gemara. You know, it's like, you know, I sat him down yesterday. I said, this is how you do the review. This is how you're going to do it. Now go do it on your own. I'd be totally surprised if they do it. I said, I'm not blaming them. It's just, nobody likes to review it. But that's all part of the learning process. So, yeah, if a genius becomes a Baal Tshuva, guess what? He will cover ground quicker than others. It's going to be step by step, but his steps can go quicker. And you can't compare yourself to, you have once in a while a real genius Baal Tshuva. I haven't seen too many in our Kehillah that fall into the genius range. They're nice people, but they're not, I'm talking about geniuses who can just gobble up information and they don't lose any of it. You know, those are rare individuals. Those are rare individuals. You know, but most people aren't that way and don't be under any delusions that you are that way. But if a person is really brilliant, yeah, they do everything. They're able to, graduate university in a year and a half. Because they just, you know, for them, the information goes, these have photographic memories and things like that. Okay, but we're not like that. And just learn to be relaxed and take it slow, and you'll see, you'll get to the place where you have to be at the time where you have to be. Okay. Yeah. So the same thing here for davening. Like this whole program. It's a slow program. It's a slow program. We want to just jump into the highest levels. Loving Hashem, fearing Hashem. We still don't have the basics to believe that there's, to feel that there's a creator. Let alone Hashkacha Pratis. Right? These slow steps that take time. Right? So you're going to fall if you're going to go quicker than that. Bottom paragraph. Lachain, therefore. Tzorach Ladas, you need to know. Shazos Tzura Sazvarim. This is the way of this concept. Kachu Ritzoni Yisbarach. This is the will of Hashem. V'kachu Bares HaAdam V'Sa'olam. That's how He created man, and that's how He created the world. Ritzoni Yisbarach She'Adam Yelech Mechayel Echayel. The will of Hashem is go from strength to strength. V'chol Olam Eskum, and all the various spiritual worlds, Koylam Olam Hazeh, including this world, Binuyim B'Tzur Shel HaDragah, are built in a fashion of step by step. Next page, Kuflam Ches. Kol shalav v'shalav me'aliyah asu l'kachas man. Every step and step of this growth, of this ascent, takes time. Yeshem shalavim shebehem nidreshes la'odam avoda shel chodashayim vav shel shanim. There are certain steps that will require a person to work for months or years. Yeshem shalavim ha'pratim shebechol yom v'yom. And then there's the details of the little steps in every day. Shebehem odam nichnas yosef yosef pnima benasha, where he enters slowly, slowly into the depths of his soul. Achimagil shekapim, until he reaches this inner quiet. Hukula rago, he's totally calm. Vazbef sharusala dabar nivarisham, then you could speak to Hashem. So in akuda achas, this is one point that we're making here. Shebiyachas in akuda haba, hina pshuta vakalavona. In contrast to the next point I'm going to tell you is an easy point. The next point is a very, very difficult point. Okay. And we're not going to finish the next point today, but we will start the next point today. All right? So the subcategory is called Lahaschel es avoda minekudas nifrados. To start the service from a point of detachment. Okay, so this is a little bit, you got a halt cup over here. Besvar makadoshim muvaas she'ela muka. In the holy works, in the holy books, there's a deep question that is brought forth. And I want to preface this by saying, this is a very subtle point, and you got to really work on this well to get the point. Here goes. Hine, b'mahalach ha'avoda, olav medarim anu kol ha'es, hudgash tamid inyan ha'pnimius. Sharam tzarech li'is p'nimi v'lochitzoni, lagia la'od roved p'nimi b'nefesh. What we've been talking about all the time now for the last few days has been stressing constantly the idea of this inner realm, that a person has to be an inner type of person, being in touch with his inner reality, not to be a superficial, outward type of person, to reach the innermost level of the soul. That's what we've been talking about. That's what davening is, getting to that innermost point. Hashela, he had questions like this. And it kind of, we discussed it a couple chapters ago, but very briefly. When a person comes to speak to Hashem, it would appear he is trying to speak to a force that is found outside of himself, which is Hashem. So therefore, he's not really working on the innermost self of himself, but rather on the outer point, on an external point, which is the Rabbeinu Shalom. Which is the Rabbeinu Shalom. I mean, the Rabbeinu Shalom, again, for the way, even though he's explained, all right, that's what you can't jump, you know, go, you must explain that Hashem is found inside of us, but that's not how we work. It's just not, we're not at that stage where we're so convinced of that, right? So, but if the goal is to get inside, right? But we seem to be going outside to go inside, because I'm speaking to Hashem who's outside. I'm speaking to Hashem. Even if he's over here, it's outside. He's right next to me, he's still outside. So it seems to be, would appear to be a contradiction. How do we get to this inner point of ourselves? We're trying to speak to Rabbi Nishma, which is outside. Speaking to, right? So now, im zohi hargosha sa'adam, if this is the feelings of the person, la'at la'at hu olu lotzeis me'atzmo, slowly, slowly, he is going to lose touch with himself. Lios adam chitzoni, to be an external person, u'isaseik im dvarim chitzoni, and to engage himself with outward activities and outward words. Now, vadai, kishemidabrim al chitzonios. Certainly, we're talking about chitzonios here, this idea of externals. Ena kavona lechalonos ru. We're not talking about store windows. You know. Aval etzam ha-metzius, kishe-odom eno osu kiminakun ha-pnimis. But the essential reality where a person is not engaged with the inner point. El misasikim reshom. You're dealing with Hashem, but from the way you're working it, L'churu misasik im l'churi chesonis, you're working on an outer point. V'maschel l'hisragel, and he can become used to, he can be training himself, Shetzim avaya shalo ein akudas avoda, that the essential reality of him is not the real point of the service. In other words, finding yourself is not the main point. At least ask us Moshe, but being engaged with Hashem. And he goes out of himself, the Rabbanu Shalom, to reach the Rabbanu Shalom. In other words, if the whole point of prayer is to get in, but I'm talking to God who's out, so I'm constantly out. I'm in an outward process as opposed to an inward process. Right? That is a challenge here. That's what the Sfarim write, this whole idea. How do we deal with this idea? And this point is a great danger that lies inside this point. If a person who gets accustomed to speaking to Hashem and doesn't recognize the point of this danger, it could be that you could never ever really recognize your own self. It's always Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. He calls us man shuasik b'rabbi Hashem, because the whole time he's engaged with looking for Hashem. But at the end of the day, the person's hidden from himself. So tzarech eifo ladas keitzad lakachas es advarim b'tzuras amamitis. We got to understand how to take this concept of prayer in the right way. Because ultimately, you're trying to find yourself. But if I'm talking to Hashem, who's outside of me, then how am I going to find myself? So we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, this idea of the third step of the Hashgacha Pratis. And where, you know, you could talk so much about Hashem, but you got to remember he's right next to you and not so far away from you. But even if he's, you know, but he's outside of you, so you're focusing outside and not inside. So what's going on over here? All right, so this is a very, very difficult concept here. And, you know, it's going to be pages and pages till we begin to get a little handle on how not to lose ourselves. So, Navar Reishis is Atzura Amiti Shal Advarim B'Pnimius. So, let's first explain the true nature of this inner point. And let's try to understand a person hasn't reached this level. In other words, what's the level we're looking for in the inner focus of ourselves? And where are we? Who aren't there yet, and where is our personality, and what's our feelings, and how are we going? Let's talk about the person who's hit the top. He's hit the jackpot. He's merited. He cleaves to Hashem. We have a level shell. Tzur levavi v'chel kilikim li'olam. That Hashem is the rock of my heart and my portion forever. Hashem is found in his heart, deep down. That's what we've been talking about. How are you going to feel Hashem? By feeling your neshama that's inside of you, and that's where you'll find Hashem. But that's years from now. Right? That's the problem. The question that's being asked on the page before is today. Not that you know the answer years from now. Because we're not there, and let's be honest, we're not there. Forget it. You're not inside yet. But we're trying to tell you to daven to Hashem. But that focus is going outside. So this is the problem. But we eventually want to realize that Hashem is inside of us, and we feel the Nesham inside of us, and we feel the Hashem inside of us. But as a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nimtza b'libo p'nima, and Hashem is found inside his heart. B'emes ha'nekuda p'nimi shalo adam hu nekidu sabar, because the innermost point of a person really is Hashem. V'en l'chon nekuda yoser p'nimis mena, there's no point deeper than that. And that's the happy ending to the story. Right, but we're not there yet. So, kol zeh ba'adam shezocho agia. Kemo shemugdar b'sforim haktov sheshar anun. This is all describing a person who's merit to reach it, as is defined in the holy works, as they call this the shar anun. It's all kinds of Kabbalah. And then, also margish ha-kodesh baruch hu chelkom ya, so then he feels that Hashem is mamish, a part of himself. And when he speaks to Hashem, he's not speaking to a separate entity. He's not speaking to an outward, outside entity. He's speaking to his essential being himself, who is Hashem. Which is a difficult, difficult task. That is the jackpot. But to get to that, generally speaking, to get to this level, it requires a lot of work and a lot of effort. Consequently, when a person is speaking to Hashem now, he doesn't realize, doesn't feel that he's speaking to this highest essential point of the person. He feels he's speaking to an outside point. As much as we've told you what it is, but the Maisa, when you talk to Hashem, you're not yet talking inside of yourself. You're not. That's just the reality. So now that's the problem. So I'm talking to Hashem, he's over here. Let's say I brought him to my chair next to me. But he's still outside of me. And if that's the way I'm always going to daven, then it ain't ever going to work. The focus has shifted from me to Hashem. So in other words, the question is, how do we speak to Hashem without losing the focus of myself? Every day I talk to Hashem. He's here for years and years. That's great, but I haven't moved it in at all. It's the initial training is a training that's got me outwardly focused. So how from an outwardly focus am I ever going to get myself in? That's the problem. So he says, there's really two faces, two methods of this fashion of service to Hashem. One part of the equation is to work on yourself, within yourself. And the second way is to work with a part of the Rabbanu Shalom. Claim, meaning to say, but even Klali, in general, Hanakuda Harishonim, the first points that a person starts from, Sunakuda Shal Nifrados, it is going to be the point of separation. Achre came, but afterwards, oh, let's say Elabarius Brachshu, then he's able to go out to Hashem. Then you go out to Hashem. Lachso Aso, come back to yourself. Shuvalech Zabari, go back to Hashem. Lachso Aso, go back to yourself. It keeps going back and forth in a circle. You go to Hashem, you go to you, you go to Hashem, you go to you, go to Hashem, back and forth. You got to keep all bases covered, as it were. In other words, as you're focusing out, you have to focus in. Even though the in is not the real in. But you can never lose focus of yourself as long as you're together focusing with Hashem. Right? So he's saying like this. So even though it's going to come out that the initial focus is not totally accurate. You know, the ultimate goal is inside is you, is Hashem. But you're not there yet. So you gotta recognize you, even though it's separate from Hashem. If it's just Hashem, 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 then you've lost the you. Yeah, but me and Hashem, we're not together yet. That's fine. We go from you to Hashem, you to Hashem, you to Hashem. Don't lose the you. Okay, you guys are apart. It's okay. You'll start apart. It'll take years, but eventually the gap will close. But don't lose sight of the you. Never lose sight of the you. And that's such an important thing. Again, the problem with Baal Tshuva is a lot of times they lose sight of the you, of who they are. They don't even know who they are. What are all the other religious Jews doing? That's what I should be doing. What are all the other God-fearing people doing? But what about you? You know, that God-fearing person, because that fits into who he is. Or maybe he's also a monkey copying somebody else. And it could be the majority of our Yiddishkeit are a bunch of monkeys. And you're just trying to copy monkeys. And that's why the depth of Yiddishkeit isn't there. And that's why the anxiety is there. Because you got to say, who am I? I can't forget who the I is. Can never forget who you are, because you're an important player in this equation. Well, I'm going to be a tzaddik. I'm going to be just like Rebbe Chanan Wasserman. If you know what? Rebbe Chanan Wasserman first knew who Elchanan was. When he found out who Elchanan was, then he found out who Rebbe Chanan Wasserman was. So you can't lose sight of yourself. So we'll continue to talk tomorrow how not to lose yourself in the process of finding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very, very important.